Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us here on the show. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing even better that you're on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mary Kay, you heard Andrew Berry yesterday. It doesn't sound very good about Baker Mayfield in his future with the Browns. I'm a little nervous here. I'm a lot nervous here.
Well, you know what? I think that he's being pragmatic about it. I think he needs to look at what he has on hand. This team is built to win right now. I wrote a column yesterday after the Andrew Berry presser. I dug into the numbers to really sort of find out some things that were going on. And I was actually quite surprised to find the number of teams with winning records that he has beaten in his career. And it was seven winning teams that either finished the season with a winning record, and that record is 1-5 this season. And I'm sure that the Browns are finding that to be a disturbing statistic. You have to be able to beat the good teams, not to just get through your season and win your division, but to get where you want to go, which is to the Super Bowl. So that can't be sitting well. These kinds of things are not lost on the analytics people in that building. He's not beating the winning team, and they are not blaming this year solely on his injuries. I don't think, I mean, it's not all him, but there are definitely things that they have to look at.
Mary Kay, join us on the hotline. After I listened to that yesterday and I heard Andrew Berry in detail, go in depth about the steps that you know, the boxes they have to check before putting a quarterback like Baker on the field, I'm sitting there going, okay, so they're taking away every excuse you could ever have from Baker. And then he says, but we know he's going to play really well the last 5 weeks. It seems like an unbelievable amount of pressure that they are putting on him unprovoked. That makes no sense to me, looking at that gauntlet of a schedule down the stretch in which they pretty much have to go 4-1 to make the playoffs, to guarantee a spot, that they are putting unnecessarily an amount of pressure on him, and I don't get it. I don't understand why they would put themselves in this position.
Because playing quarterback is all about that level of pressure. That's what it is. That's what every single quarterback in the NFL has. That's what Joe Burrow has on his shoulders right now. That's what Ben Roethlisberger has. That's what Lamar Jackson has. They have to go out there and win really, really tough football games the rest of the way, all of them, against, like Andrew said, playoff caliber football teams. But that's what you expect from your number one overall pick. You want them to have the ball in their hands in the clutch and win the game. And they set up this football team so that he doesn't have to have it all on his shoulders. But there are times when your starting quarterback has to strap the team onto his back and get the job done.
Do you think, Mary Kay, to some extent, they went through that very comprehensive explanation yesterday on why they're playing Baker to validate the decision not to go to Case Keenum and give Baker time to rest? Did they do that preemptively against some of the criticism that will come their way if they miss the playoffs by a game and Baker continues playing this way?
No, I think it's the truth, and I think I've been kind of trying to tell you guys the same thing every time I come on and talk to you.
I don't want to listen.
I know you don't want to listen, Ken. I heard you having a tantrum the other day on air, and I almost had to call in.
Why didn't
and try
you?
I almost had to call in and put a binky in your mouth. I'm kidding.
Whoa!
You, Ken.
Sorry, we don't have anybody hit the thing right now. I think he's using the can, so we didn't know whether or not we were going to go, whoa, together.
But I've been trying to tell you guys that the injury stuff has been a little overstated, a little overplayed. We talk about the shoulder injury as though he's throwing with a torn labrum in his shoulder. The torn labrum is in the left shoulder, and yes, it has impacted things to a degree, but not the way everybody's made it out to be. And to have a bruise on your heel, I mean, what quarterback in the NFL right now doesn't have some contusions on their body? I recall Matt Stafford listing off a bunch of ailments the other day. We know that Aaron Rodgers is playing with a little broken pinky toe, but this is the NFL. I mean, this is what happens. You play injured, especially at this time of year. So I think that Andrew Berry was speaking the truth. I think he's trying to say, we didn't put our quarterback out there injured.
Well,
he was healthy enough to play and win.
I still think it's garbage. I got to tell you, I'm sorry. I do. Matt Stafford, 6'3", 225. He can handle those injuries more. And that's part of whether or not you're going to pay a quarterback long term. But you got a guy who's 6'3", 225. I got another guy who's 6 foot tall, not that much. And when he was hurt in 2019, and he was not very good at all. And he's hurt now in 2021. He's not very good at all. And I know that's part of the evaluation, and I have to accept that. But I think it's a very difficult thing to say because I see him limping around on Sunday night. I see him limping around on Sunday afternoon. And I know he's hobbled. So they can sit there and say it all they want. That's fine. But I'm watching a guy drag himself around, and I'm going, why do you put him out there if he can't help the football team win? It doesn't look as if he can help the football team win.
Well, you know what, Ken? Baker Mayfield is an extreme competitor, okay? He's not going to put himself out there if he doesn't think that he can play.
Well, I disagree.
This is a collaborative decision. He is not going to go out there and try to hurt the team. He wants to win. I believe that about Baker Mayfield. He wants to win. And also, having said what I've said so far, I do believe there are other extenuating circumstances going on the offense this year that have made it very difficult for him to succeed in some ways. I mean, the tackles haven't been well. Jed hasn't been himself. The receivers, in some instances, they've either been injured or they haven't played their best. I mean, when you're benching Rashard Higgins, you know, something's wrong there. Odell is gone. So there have been a lot of things that have worked against Baker Mayfield, but I think that the injury thing has been overplayed, because if he didn't feel like he could go out there and win a football game, then he wouldn't put himself out there and they wouldn't put him out there.
Well, then fine. If it's overplayed, then we're just looking for another quarterback very, very soon.
Well, maybe that's why this has you so nervous, because you don't want to have to
I don't want to have to look at another quarterback, Mary Kay. Who wants to look at another quarterback?
You liked looking at Jimmy Garoppolo.
I like looking at Jimmy Garoppolo, absolutely. I think a lot of people do. He's a very attractive person. However, I do not need him. I don't want him to be the next quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. I want it to work out with this guy. I don't want to have to face the fact, all right? I'm willing to admit that. I don't want to have to face the fact of going through all that again. It sucks having to sit there and go through combine garbage. It sucks having to sit there and listen to all this, that, and the other, and do stupid hand-measuring exercises on the air. I hated doing it, Mary Kay. I hated doing it.
Well, you know what, Ken? Maybe it won't have to happen. But what will have to happen for that not to happen is, as I wrote yesterday, Baker has to prove that he can go out under extreme pressure when not everything around him is perfect and beat the football teams that you need to beat to get to the playoffs and to get to the Super Bowl. That's what you have to be. That's what you draft number one overall for. That's what the Bills have Josh Allen for. That's what the Baltimore Ravens drafted Lamar Jackson for, and so on and so forth. When you take a guy number one overall, you expect him to beat those teams, and he's going to have to show that. He's got four opportunities to beat winning teams down the stretch, possibly five if the Steelers beat the Ravens on Sunday.
I'm Mary Kay. There's been a lot of discussion over the past few days, both from Joel Bitonio, Kevin Stefanski after the game, and really Andrew Berry yesterday, about other issues in the passing game and winning one-on-one battles. It would appear that, especially in that game where there wasn't a ton of separation, that these wide receivers are not winning those battles. And maybe the offensive line. maybe not winning those battles. If that's the case and they are concerned about that, is that a talent thing or a scheme thing?
Well, I do think that they are going to – I think everybody needs to pick it up a notch. I do think that they are probably going to upgrade the receiving core next year. I mean, they're going to have to do that. I think that it became evident, you know, they went into this season thinking that Jarvis and Odell were going to be their two marquee guys, and obviously it hasn't worked out that way for one reason or another. So that does have to be upgraded. I already mentioned the tackle positions. I mean, you guys can see it. First of all, Jack Conklin's gone for the rest of the season. That's going to be hard. You have to scheme things up differently when you cannot protect your quarterback as long as you would have when you had an all-pro right tackle there. Jed Wills, as I mentioned, has not been the same since he injured his ankle. Hopefully he'll be back again next year, becoming a premier left tackle, because he's been somewhat off this season and inconsistent. So there are other issues, but there and some of it is schematic. I believe, and I've written several times, I don't think Baker loves the game plans or the play calling this year. I can just see it in his body language, speaking of body language. So there are systemic issues on the offense. They're going to work on some of them over this bye week as best they possibly can. And let's see what they have in the final five.
What do you think of the Cavs?
Fun and exciting, giving Cleveland fans something to feel good about. And, you know, while the Browns are kind of getting their act together. So I think it's great.
We going to a game, Mary Kay? I could pick you up on the way in. You live right down the street.
My husband has season tickets for every sport in Cleveland.
Mary Kay, what? I mean, he can't find it. Maybe he lost our phone number?
I've known you for a decade. Well, you never said this to me.
You never knew this?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Mary Kay, I never knew this.
It is true. Not the whole season.
Hell?
He has games. But if ever a game comes free, Anthony, I'll give you a call.
I imagine Mary Kay.
She wouldn't give me a call because she knows I don't fit in the seats.
I mean, that's a hot ticket to go with the Kay Cabots to a game. That's a hot ticket.
Your fiance wouldn't mind if I pick you up for
his
a
what? Game. His what? His huh?
Something I don't know.
His what wouldn't mind?
Wait, your girlfriend.
There you go. Well, we'll see how long that lasts.
She's gone too.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Just trying to move things along here, Anthony. Sorry about that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What did your husband think of the Guardians? Name change.
Right now,
what do you think as a season ticket holder?
You know, he's incredibly politically correct and fair about things, and he was totally fine with it. And he will be receiving some Guardians merchandise under the Christmas tree.
See, you're an influencer. You should have already gotten that stuff. There were some people upset that the influencers already got their gear.
You getting them the Polly Walnuts logo?
I don't know. I haven't really.
She's got to see the side.
Yeah, she has to see it.
She does it. Once you see it, you'll never unsee it, Mary Kay. Tweet it at Mary Kay, the Polly Walnuts logo.
Yes.
At Mary Kay Cabot on Twitter. Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Thank you, guys.
She said she wanted to stick a binky in my mouth.
That's quite the imagery.
That is. I've never been dressed down like that in a long time. All right. That is quite the imagery. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Zach Meisel. We got more good news. Baseball's having a lockout. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.